Hi, again, my name is Kim, and as you know, I've been interviewing people that I highly respect. And one of those individuals happens to be my daughter, Jordan Chloe Jackson, who I'm so incredibly proud of for finishing Spelman College at the top of her class, Phi Beta Kappa, summa cum laude, with a degree in both English and theater. And so I'm just curious, as I've been supporting artists in the art in the community for such a long time, what her vision is moving forward. So I'm going to have her introduce herself and then ask her a couple of questions about her path and vision in this space, because artists and theater is they're so unique now in terms of opportunities for young people. So with that, Jordan, Chloe, will you please introduce yourself for those of us who want to hear more about youth and young people who are dynamic like you in this area?
Well, greetings, everyone. Thank you so much for having me as a guest. My name is Chloe Jackson. I am a recent graduate of Spelman College with a degree in theater and English. And I am very excited to participate in today's candid conversation. So I look forward to hearing what questions you have for me.
Well, as your mother, I could be really curious and go in deep, but as a professional, I would really like to know why did you choose theater as a major along with English, and what you hope to do with it in this pathway as the industry changes?
I think theater and English pair together really lovely because theater centers a lot in the language of the text and how they're interpreted to the world and how the world sees different world experiences and how they can learn about different people's world experiences, while English does the same thing on paper. And so I was really interested in seeing how those two areas combine and overlap, and really both center in literature and language. Regarding what I want to do with them, I'm really interested in sharing the combined effect of those two areas and disciplines with the world through professorial work and graduate level research. So that's what I'm interested in.
That's very interesting. Where do you see the industry going? We are having strong community conversations about how artists can have an economic impact and how we can support them so that they have viability economically. Where do you see that intersection in terms of how do artists make money and how do they sustain themselves?
Well, artists sustaining themselves are reliant on people supporting artists. So everything has to be centered in the community and people supporting that community and their community's artists and that work. Alongside that, of course, there are always opportunities for artists to share their art and their craft through education, which is another way to sustain the industry economically. You see many theaters not only doing theater, but doing theater education programs, and that becomes a significant way for many organizations to sustain themselves and grow a new generation of artists to thrive and to continue telling stories. So alongside education, you can always go see a performance, go see something fun happening in your community and support in any way you can to ensure that theaters can continue to elevate and create new work.
Well, last question. I know I'm going to describe you as a purist, but I don't know if that's the right adjective, but I know that you believe in true theater. Do you think that there's a viable place for art houses and theater houses that are having challenges remaining open and steady and giving back to the community in the future as technology changes the way we look at theater?
I think technology has expanded the way we can look at theater, especially in the past year with the COVID-19 global pandemic. We've seen many theaters make use of the Zoom medium, make use of other electronic mediums, and really show the thrivability of theater beyond live theater and the intersections with theater and digital mediums like film. So it really allows us to expand theater and how it works. But alongside that, it requires more resources. Creating a film in virtual work is sometimes much more difficult than creating a live production because you need higher technological resources. So we again continuously need the support of community members, of people who love the arts and love supporting the arts, so that people can try these new mediums and not have their theater fail because they wanted to try something new.
Thank you for your passion, Chloe. I
Thank
appreciate
you
you
for
joining
having
me
me.
today.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day, everyone.